probably a good idea if we pray, huh? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day. Thanks for being born fresh and new in our hearts, not just today, but every day. Thanks for coming to us each and every day with your love and grace. Today, Lord, we pray for your will to be done. Please let us know what your will is for us, and then please give us the power to do it. It's in your name, Jesus. Amen. So a few months ago, I was in the garage of the condominium that Dawn and I live in the parking garage, and I stopped to chat with a neighbor. Nice guy. I mean, fun, happy, wise. He asked me this question, if it was my granddaughter that he saw me holding a couple of days before. Then we talked about the power of grandchildren. Anyone a grandparent? Isn't it amazing how those little can have so much power? Yeah. He said this. Isn't it amazing how a newborn enters into our lives? And though we thought our lives were busy, suddenly we can sit for hours on end doing nothing but looking at this new little one. Carl's a smart guy. Then he added, some people say it takes a village to raise a child, but we Christians, it's actually that it takes a baby to raise our village. Jesus as a baby. Yeah. Profound statement. It's really what Christmas is all about, right? Baby Jesus enters into our world, God as a baby. Huh? And the baby enters our lives. And the lessons the Christ child permeates through our hearts and all into our souls, right? The sharing of that good news, God's love for us and our world, right, and our neighbors, is good for our souls. It's good for the world. It takes a baby to raise a village. I don't know who the author was of this piece I'm plagiarizing right and coming up now, but I thought it was worth reading. I'll share it with you now. Scripture tells us that she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there's no room in the inn. That's Luke 2. Jesus was not rejected because he was unwanted, but because there was no space. Right? Life was full. Doors were occupied, and the Savior of the world enters in to the lowest place. Sound familiar at all? Can we relate a little bit to this? Maybe. We don't intentionally push Jesus away, do we? We just get full. Right? We're full of stuff, like we're full of worries and responsibilities and full of disappointments and unanswered prayers. Yet, God did not turn back. He chose a manger. He chose humility. He chose nearness over comfort. And he chose you. You. Making room doesn't mean that we have to fix ourselves up first. It means opening our hearts just as they are. God, you know, God does not force his way in. Mary didn't understand the full plan, but she trusted God. Joseph, right? He didn't have clarity, but he did what? He obeyed. The stable wasn't beautiful, but it was available. They turned their wills and their lives over to the care of God. And the heaven filled. Oh, Christmas is time to make room in our weakness, right? The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, it says in Psalm 34. The brokenhearted and crushed spirit. Can any of us relate? Or how about this from 1 Peter? Make room in your heart when it feels heavy. We cast all of our anxiety upon Him because He cares for you. Or from Isaiah, when our faith feels small, a bruised reed He will not break, and a smoldering wick He will not snuff out. And then, of course, that great line from Jesus right before He goes back up into heaven. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. Always. Forever. So, this Christmas, please, make room in those ordinary moments. You know, like in the silence in the morning before everyone wakes up. Or before the guests arrive. And then how about in those tired sighs that we all get from time to time, usually at the end of the day, in the prayers whispered when no one's listening. No need to impress. No need to perform. No need to pretend. Just make a little room. As you reflect on the birth of the Messiah, my prayer for you today is that you know the wonder and awe of God's vast love for you. Yes, you. God gave us His Son to bring hope and love and peace for all eternity. For you. Who would think such a small, innocent baby would take on the pain and suffering of every human being? And He brings the promise. Jesus brings the promise of new life today and eternal life for all of our tomorrows. And a little child shall lead us. Christ was born for you. Amen.